Hello, thank you for being with us, the New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzama Zuz. You're welcome to be with us. We want to find out from Rav Lightman how to build our life here in Israel in a new, better manner, in a manner that will bring each of us a great light, happiness, security, warmth, and transform our lives here to be like one family. That's our great vision for a new life in Israeli society and throughout the world. And here we're trying in all these discussions to focus on a certain aspect of our life as Israeli society and through it to understand more, to feel more. Why is it important for us to be like one family? What does it mean to be like one family? And today we want to focus on one of the elements, most basic elements in the Jewish culture, and that's the circumcision. Nitza, get us into it, please. This is one of the strongest ceremonies that the Jewish culture has maintained throughout all the generations. There were even times when they endangered their lives to carry out this commandment. And even today, when we look at statistics and surveys, we see in Israel 97% of the Jewish men in Israel are circumcised, which is quite surprising because we're looking at a ceremony. If somebody looks at it from the side, somebody can even wonder what it's about. Why do we so vigilantly look after this ceremony? That's something that unites us, connects us, and unites us as a people, this ritual. So today we want to discuss it a bit, understand the significance of it. And its meaning from your perspective. I think that there's a few things in our world that don't escort us, that don't guide us the way nature shows us to in a corporal manner, material, food, sex, family, but rather in a more internal, spiritual manner, which is in the plan of nature. That is what the circumcision is about, is rooted in. Because actually, this is not a tradition. It's some kind of inner connection of a person to his correction, to his ability to be at least somehow be prepared to connect with others. Because even though we do it with our mother and father, and we're also crying and happy, it's a very it really gives you the shivers, the ceremony, along with happiness, joy. But it's a ritual of entry, being part of the nation. That's on the one hand. So it's correct that it guides us throughout all of history, from Abraham and onward. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we need to understand that it's just an external symbol, a bodily symbol, that points to the inner correction that we need to do to cut the orlat lev, the foreskin, which is called that because our heart symbolizes for us all our a person's desires. And our desires are all egoistic. A person's heart is bad from birth. So if we cut part of the foreskin, it's that same part that we're not capable of connecting with others, that's disturbing us from being in connection. Therefore, when we verify this connection with others, in that we are taking out the part that's not capable of being in connection, that's disturbing us to be in connection. And we decide that we don't use it. We decide not to use it. It's really like that. That's the order of connection. just like each of us in our family life. There's things that we have in the family, but we don't talk about, like things that we leave inside. We don't want to mention them. All crimes will be covered with love. The main thing that there's love, and inside each one, what can we do? That's what we're like. So here it's the same thing. We can't cut from our desires and throw them into the dirt, but rather we cut them as if it's as if we're cutting them because we can't connect them, and we take them into account as being thrown into the dust. That there's no significance in my eyes, just like dirt. Because all my importance is to those desires that do allow me to connect with others, all the hearts that will be able to connect to one heart, as one man with one heart. And that is actually the verification that we need to do in a circumcision. Therefore, it's clear that a circumcision, it's not mommy and daddy doing it, when we're still a little piece of meat, that they bring it on the eighth day to the circumcision, but rather, truly, we arrive at a state where we're prepared, like now in our history, we reach a state where we have to get into an agreement between us, a brit, where it's clear to us, where after many verifications and a long path, and to get into this connection between us, we have to filter all our desires one by one, see where we're prepared, we're not prepared to connect with others. We have to classify our desires to see at what depth and what strength. And there's desires like those same Lamed Bet Ritzonot, that's why it's called Lev, heart. I think it's 32. There's in a person Shach Ritzonot, of which Lamed Bet are not worthy of being connected. They're very egoistic. That's why they're called Leva Evan, the heart of stone, a heart like stone. Lamed Bet desires is the heart of stone. And it's those desires that we differentiate from the others. We consider them as dirt. That's the foreskin after it's been cut. We put it in soil, and that's it. And all the other desires are ready and worthy for connecting between us. And this connection is a connection in the other desires that are Shach minus the Leva Evan, and these desires are Rabach. Rabach sparks. Aaron's that it's talking about empathy, that with the rest of the desires, we can do an act of empathy with others, compassion. With those I can bestow, I can connect, I can love, I can understand my fellow man. With these desires, I can give place in myself for others. And I can also, with those same desires, get into others and help them into a mutual connection. That's the whole point. But the problem is that we have to do all these acts on their own, and not that somebody's doing them to us. Like with this symbol, that we do it to the newborn baby. And that's already a person who's reached awareness, understanding of the purpose of human development and the role of the Jewish people in this. And then he understands that we are obligated to do this first and be as a light unto the nations, to show them the connection. And the connection is through us first and foremost, cutting the foreskin from our heart and being prepared for a good connection. And this is how, and therefore, even though this verification isn't simple, we see that we reached it by many unpleasant events throughout history. But now we understand what for and why, what's ahead of us. Then we're starting to be happy and see that all this was just to bring all of humanity to a good state. And first of all, the people of Israel, to raise them to a height. And the first act in this is the circumcision. That's why it's called a brit, an agreement, a covenant, which is a symbol of the connection between everyone. Because that is how it is according to the act that we do with a baby's body. It is a symbol that he belongs to the nation, but not that he himself is coming in. A person himself has to come into it. So what you're actually saying is that the ceremony itself is meant to remind us that there's something much greater that we have to do. Yes, and it's written in the Torah and in the Bible and all other resources. It's written very clearly that it's a very important symbol. That's why we maintain it. It's a fact, even though we're unaware of it. Even people that are far from religion and everything, they understand that without the sign, without the symbol, in our subconscious, there's something. It's missing that connects us to the root of Judaism. How does this connect this entire ceremony to Abraham's brit? They said that in the ceremony, how do we connect it all? Because Abraham is the father of the nation. His whole symbol is love thy neighbor as thyself, the compassion of Abraham, the relations between people. Therefore, the whole foundation of this method of connection is immediately reaching a circumcision, inner circumcision in our hearts, and also as a symbol on externally, like we do with our desires. The same has to do with the kashrut or other external symbols, like we talked about the chuppah. It's all for connection. It's all the symbols of connection, because our entire purpose in our world, of the people of Israel and the whole world, and especially that it's being drawn to right now, is only into this mutual connection. Now, in the past, the father used to conduct this ceremony. What's the special connection between the father and the son in this? Of course, today there's a professional does it, but the father has to do it. It's a very deep symbol because it comes from the desires themselves. Abraham, because he's the father of the nation, so from awareness of his desires, that a woman is the nukva, the female, the deficiency, that's his desires themselves. That's what Sarah symbolizes. And then the desires themselves discover a lacking, that there's a part of them that is not capable of being in contact between them. That only when there is a connection between the desires between people, like Abraham and Sarah, that in this part they cannot connect, then it turns out a result of Yitzchak, Jacob, Isaac, etc. So from with them, it was done from this inner awareness that in the connection between them, like the foundation of the nation. But the what's happening with us is just as a symbol in the ritual itself. But actually, we need to discover, like they did, that from recognizing our ego, we will see that we have what to cut. As parents, let's say we're a couple and we just had a son, Mazal Tov. Today, tomorrow, we have to do the circumcision. What should we think about? How should we direct our hearts toward this rituals that will all come out of it? With some uplifting inside us, apart from just going through the ceremony and getting the hall and the relatives and food and everything, that we'll have something will rise up inside. It'll lift us up. How can this ceremony raise our lives to a higher place? I think that if people understand what this ritual symbolizes, they'll want this baby to grow and be capable of having a true covenant of all Israel, our friends, and that in this manner he'll reach the light to the Torah, to the Bible, to the upper light that will fill his life. By knowing how to connect with all Israel, our friends, and all of us as one man with one heart, like we are now doing a circumcision, when he grows up, he'll understand the correct covenant between everyone, which is in our hearts. And he'll find for himself the foreskin of the heart, and he'll do those corrections and only use desires in his life, in every situation, that he'll only use them to connect to others in a good way, to be with them in one heart. And that is the symbol of the covenant that we as a mother and father are doing for him, in the hope that it will maintain him, protect him, and bring him to the true, correct state. That's our hope. That's our desire. We're not responsible to the extent that we can be, but the more we invest, we'll invest. But in that we want, and what we can determine like a mother and father, that's what we do. In that we want to connect his connection, make his connection with the people of Israel, that he will truly reach a situation that when he grows up, he'll be an integral part of the nation with his whole heart, apart from the foreskin. What about our lives, mature adult people? You were talking about him. What about us? In that, we need to calculate. Are we doing it like that? That we're making a correction on our heart, because the entire Torah demands that we correct our hearts altogether. So we need to think, are we doing this correction on our heart? What do we need to correct exactly? What? Are we capable in all our desires, which just means our entire heart, are we verifying in what we can be connected to all of Israel as one man with one heart? And all that is in order to bring light into our lives, to rise us up to the degree of the light. That's called mutual bestowal and mutual love, which is actually the purpose of our development. So a brit, a covenant, that's what it's called, a brit milah. Why isn't it called a correction or something? In the body or something, a symbol. It's a covenant. It really is. What is written about it is actually, in many places, it's written about the heart, about the desires, about the ego, about the stone of heart, the heart of stone that we have to differentiate from the heart. The significance of this ritual, it's very, there's many participants, you invite lots of guests, it's very social, it has to be like that. Maybe a bar mitzvah is a bit less, and then a wedding. There's some kind of a huge celebration. It's a real social event because there's another person coming with us into the connection. So that's very significant. Yes. It's like at a wedding. We're actually happy that we have another family cell that's coming into connection with the nation. Like the man is nothing if he's not married. So with this connection, he is now completing what he started. They started when they did his Brit Milah. In a wedding, he actually becomes into connection with everyone. The chuppah and the covering over them, the talit, it symbolizes the love, that all crimes will be covered by love, the general covering, that both of them are covered by the talis. They transform to become part of the nation. Maybe the last question before we go to the next ritual. We know that in this ceremony, we give a name to the child. Is there certain significance here? Yes, because the name of the child, right now we don't understand how much it influences a person's destiny and all those things. We won't get into it. It's a little bit more in depth. In our other talks, we'll speak about it. But a child's name is an expression that we want to exist in that manner. So our names, we didn't change throughout history. Even though we live in the modern world, we still try to find, maybe here and there I hear all different things with vowels, but names need to be original names. Because those names are a symbol of the correct connection between people, between an individual to the public. That's what the name says. Because what is a person? A person actually doesn't have a name. Who is he himself? He's not a function, but who is he as part of the nation, and what does he differentiate? Not what he's different, but in how is he connected to everyone, his special connection to everyone, what he adds to the general public. And according to that, the public gives him a name. Therefore, the mother and father that choose a name for him have to express hope, their hope, that in which way he will be a special person in all of Israel. So, of course, it's very important. A person who changes his name changes his luck. It's written about that. I think there's gematria about that. People are trying to maintain the original names because they signify the foundation of our society, where each and every person, when he connects with the people, when he connects in a special way, he completes the general format of 60 ribo souls. I'd like to ask about the Godfather. We give someone who we really respect to be the Godfather of our son. That gives strength into the covenant, into the breed. In the breed, there has to be people, not just this baby and not his mother and father. There has to be someone who holds the covenant, the breed. That's why he holds him on his knees. The father does the breed, but the Godfather is the witness. He's the power, and because of him, the covenant will take place. That's why we invite someone who's elderly, someone who's respected, someone who's wise, who has all the conditions that a covenant will be a covenant. What does he need to think when he's the godfather? He knows today I'm going to be the godfather. He has before he gets there. There's the time when he's really holding the babies right in the heart of the event. You said his role is to put strength. So what does he need to think so that he puts the maximum amount of strength? We say, like he went into the covenant, that's how he'll go into the Torah and good deeds. It's exactly what a person needs to do. The Torah is the light that redeems us. So what does the Godfather need to think? Everyone needs to think, actually. And the Father himself is doing the breeder, whoever's his messenger, the Creator. Like now he's gone into a covenant that we're doing to him. It's called the upper force. The parents, the godfather, the whole crowd that's there. And then after the breed, when it develops the next stage of his correction, is connecting to the people, to everyone together. That's after he was taught how, so he comes to the chuppah. Now he has a family cell, and from this cell, he belongs to the nation. And then from Torah, chuppah, and good deeds. So what's Torah that he's going into with the brit? That now he can receive the light that redeems us. What does that mean, a brit, the covenant? Again, we're differentiating between the foreskin. We want to differentiate between the foreskin and the heart. Desires that we're not capable of being good to everyone that we have from the desires that we can correct and be in connection with other people. That is done by the light that redeems us. That's why it is written, I created evil inclination, which is a person, and I created a spice to bring him back to his ideal state. So there is a symbol in a person's body, in a man's body, so that when he grows up and receives through society the integral education, how to connect with others, by being connected to everyone as much as possible in the correct society, through the correct society, the light that redeems us influences him. What is that? It brings us back to our ideal state. What does it mean? First of all, what's the light? First of all, we need to understand that the Torah is called light, the upper force, the special force that treats our ego, that can correct us from bad to good, from individualists to altruists, from unfound hatred to love of others. That's what the special light does. How does it do it? If we try to be together, to connect between us, in all kinds of circles, workshops, integral education, what we're passing on to everyone, in that we are awakening some upper force, and we can feel it. People who are in these workshops, they can feel it, that there's something influencing them. There's something that's awakening them. And it changes them. And then they begin to verify from this inner awe that they're getting, with which desires I can connect others and with which I cannot connect others. So there's some that we can and there's some that we can't. And then I verify more and more my connection with others. And in that way, I cut more and more the stone of heart from the heart, the foreskin that is called the stone, the heart of stone, part of the desires that cannot connect with others. I regard them as dirt, as soil. The part that can connect with everyone, I develop them and connect with everyone. That is called that I created a Torah and I use it. And when I prepare myself in this manner, when I correct myself, then I differentiate all the correct desires for a connection, and then I reach the chuppah. The chuppah is already my connection through a woman, through part of me, the canopy. I know how to already connect to in my heart that's ready for a connection. I'm in that manner, I'm willing to connect with everyone because that will make me part of the nation. I'm ready to be a cell like everyone. I become like a cell, a complete cell, because without that, a person is just nothing. Then I connect with a female, with a woman, as a male, and then we become part of the nation, and then from our life we begin to be connected with the whole nation. That's called good deeds. Like we got into the covenant, we got into the corrections of the Torah, the light that redeems us, because I'm differentiating the good part of my heart. That's called using the Torah for the chuppah, for the canopy. Now I'm going into the chuppah, the wedding chuppah, with my female partner, and that brings me into good deeds, which is already the connection with the entire nation. I just want to verify the light that redeems us, if I understand. It's from my connection that we need to make all these acts. It comes from Abraham. All kinds of types of connections. Where do the meals come from? All kinds of events that we do. It's all symbols of the connection. And then with all these kinds of connections, we reach to be as one nation. That's the work. And this work is always, we're verifying with our heart. Our heart is becoming more and more egoistic. We have more doubts and conflicting forces, and we need to more and more participate with others to get the light that redeems us, to still get power from the environment. And that's how we work until we reach, until we become one man with one heart. So you mean the light that redeems us? It's the light being between us, the nation of Israel, corrected, connected, and as one man. That is called that it reached the implementation of the light that redeems us. And it's only from the light that comes from connection, from attempting to connect. That's why Rabbi Akiva was demanded, love thy neighbor as thyself, try, so that the light will hold us together. So if we conclude this ritual of the circumcision, what it represents an external symbol that reminds us that our goal as a people, as a nation, is to connect properly between us, to make some kind of connection and connect through the correction of our desires by taking down those things dividing us in our heart. That's the ceremony. It comes to remind us. But the implementation itself is on a man, yes. So now we're going to go to the Bar Mitzvah. This is another ceremony that we celebrate at the age of 13. 13 mitzvot. What does it symbolize? What does it represent? It's a very, very important symbol. Jews used to try to do it no matter what, in any situation, somehow. Even when it was forbidden to have any sign of it in the abroad. I remember it. I remember it being very special, even though they tried to cover it up from foreigners. What does the ceremony itself? It's also like entering a covenant. That we're talking about a circumcision, then the mother and father do it. Relatives, close, far, everyone's happy that the baby was born, that will grow up, and then will enter good deeds. Because we're always directing ourselves toward good deeds. To reach good deeds, we can only do it through the chuppah, through the wedding ceremony, because that's when a man becomes a complete man. But to be prepared for the chuppah, he has to do corrections to be worthy of this connection, of this merging, this mutual work. Therefore, here there's a phase from the circumcision, there's education and everything, until Bar Mitzvah age, where we correct it, where he receives education and connecting with others in a small circle and what he's capable. But of course, it's all from the moment he's born and onward, the integral education has to work on him, because that is the goal. And a person who grows up, is by desires being developing in him. We don't look at him, how many kilos, how much he weighs. We do, but the main thing is how he's developing. We must be concerned that his process of development will be integral from the moment he's born. So it's very important to us to that it will be with the correct education, because we understand how critical those years are when he's those soft years at the beginning. Why do we call it soft years? It's because he's like a sponge. We can shape him in any way we want. He's like we shape him. He adjusts himself to society in an instinctive manner. And here it's very important to us to give him the correct examples. So the integral education has to be from the age of zero, from the moment we're born. And a child, it appears to us that he doesn't understand. He understands from the moment he's born. He receives it through it all his light. He receives through all his senses. We think that he doesn't see or hear. He has senses that maybe don't open up on the outside. It maybe appears that he doesn't hear or see, but he's absorbing everything through his body. And there's research about that, it's clear. What did I want to say? That education continues for 13 years, and then he becomes bar mitzvah, meaning that from 13 years onward, he participates in his correction himself, and then becomes at some age, let's say 18, he becomes worthy, ready for the chuppah. That he becomes big. That if until the age of 13 he's entirely under the control of the big people in the integral education, from the age 13 and actually 20 years it has to be, but let's say there's different traditions. from 13 and onward, he has to begin actually carrying out his correct connection with the environment, meaning to work in bestowing to his fellow man actually, which we also start before 13, but then he becomes bar mitzvah, where he's responsible for his acts. And then he becomes worthy of a chuppah and good deeds, from the age of 20 onward. According to our tradition, he becomes truly worthy of all the acts of connection and bestowal to people, to his fellow man. That is how it happens. From that, we can also comprehend why at the age of 13 we have symbols like a talis in part of the nation that has to put on a talis, a prayer. He has to put on tefillin. There's very clear signs of a man who is already responsible for his corrections. And then he needs to act in everything like a big person, even though he's still growing, he's growing responsibly. It's a very, very significant sign. And we also tried to maintain it throughout all the years of our development, from Abraham and onwards. We need to understand that all these signs come from love thy neighbor as thyself, which is the rule in our inner development from one to the other, in the connection between us. Then we would have these external signs, like it's written, the fathers carried out the entire Torah, even though all these signs are from the Torah that was given to us at Mount Sinai. But it was understood that through the connection between everyone, like Abraham, who united all the people coming out of Babylon, it turns out that it was clear that these symbols, this is how they have to be. Just the state of Mount Sinai, he verified it and highlighted all these signs like Brit Milah, the circumcision even more, and the bar mitzvah, and the chuppah, the wedding ceremony, also the individual rules of all these connections, that all the other laws are private laws of connection, Brit Milah, bar mitzvah, wedding, and good deeds. That there the entire nation will connect even more after receiving this addition of their ego, discovering the evil inclination, which is called Galut Mitzrayim, exile from Egypt. I like the way you say that a boy, from the moment he goes from circumcision to bar mitzvah, he starts being shaped. You call it the integral education, but it's actually the education for connecting properly. If our goal is to reach love thy neighbor as thyself, then we have to be taught how to connect properly. So from this perspective, let's look at the ceremony itself, which involves putting on tefillin and going up and reading out the parsha. The parsha, I can tell about myself. When I was growing up, we couldn't even talk about those things. It was during the time of Stalin, who wanted to demolish all the people in Russia. It was in those years. And I didn't know anything about it because they were afraid to tell kids so that kids won't start talking in every place. At an age that I didn't know, I knew it was 13, but I didn't know it was 13 because it wasn't according to the Hebrew calendar. They took me to some place, and it was called a minyan. I didn't know what a minyan was, congregation, where there were elderly sitting there. They put tefillin on me. I didn't know before that anything, and they read something that I didn't understand one word. I don't remember. I think it was from the Torah. There were candles, and there was a glass of wine. Nothing I understood. It was all in Hebrew. It was my grandfather there, and even older people, and it was really underground. And that's it. And since then, I didn't know why, but that's how they say, each Jewish kid, that's what they do. That's it. Don't tell anyone. That's it. From that moment until I got to Israel, I didn't know anything. What does a child today need to understand that he's going through a process of integral education? If it was explained to a child that these things are implying the connection, that it's very difficult. It's very difficult to explain because we're talking about symbols about in our desires that are very, very inclusive and high at a very great depth of the connection between the hearts. It's not contact or something small. It's when hearts are truly getting into the depth of heavy egoistic desires that are already prepared to connect, then the connection between them brings a special light, warmth, and a connection in the revelation of nature, the internalness of nature, in a very special manner. And then this enlightenment that comes to a person, that he begins to understand that beyond our life there's inner depth in the connection of the hearts that we discover in connection. And the tefillin symbolizes this in an external manner. A person then opens up in his perception of reality because he begins to feel reality through others' hearts that become his. And he begins to see reality in thousands of new formats. And that opens for him a new dimension, like being reborn. So therefore, this degree, this perception that's called tefillin, that symbolizes for us the four parshiot, all these types, the connection, and the tefillin themselves, the different parts. There's a lot of depth in it. It's all a symbol of a very deep connection between the hearts. And the main thing is the light that is revealed, the light of life, the feeling of reality, this new feeling that it all comes from, not from me putting a box on my hand or my head, but I'm connecting to the depth of my heart with others. Through them, I begin to feel endless reality, unlimited reality, what's behind the material things. Through another person, I feel what's behind the material, because the material is this box, this package, that I go beyond my light. There, I discover the upper world, the the depth of nature. That's what tefillin symbolizes for us. So even more, how can we put it? It's even more virtual, apparently, than the circumcision, because the circumcision, we don't really understand the connection between that and the heart. And with the tefillin, it's really not clear what is it with this entire symbolism. There's symbols throughout all religions, but this is a symbol that is directly against spiritual roots. Spiritual, that we're meaning that we connect in our hearts and discover a higher dimension through the connection of our hearts. We build a special matrix for absorbing the deeper nature. Going up to the Torah happens on the Sabbath, which is called Shabbat Chatan. What is the significance in the integral education? Any person that gets married, that's called a groom, is determining a new revelation in a new level in our life to everyone, because another integral force is being revealed in human society. Therefore, when he connects to it, he has to do it through the Torah. He rises up to it, to this connection. And with this connection, he reveals in him the upper light, the feeling of upper life through this connection that he makes, because the groom, he's landing on the general public into Knesset Yisrael, the Assembly of Israel. That's why we do it in the synagogue, the Beit Knesset, a place where there's a real connection between the whole nation. And there he becomes like someone who adds himself to the general public. Therefore, all these symbols are so important. There's a great joy, everyone taking part, all the relatives, and from that he becomes the healthy part, the usual part of between regular people, the adults in Israel, and before that he wasn't. All the good deeds actually happen only through the word, for the circumcision, bar mitzvah, the chuppah, and then good deeds. According to your definitions, how does that boy measure himself if he went from being a boy? A bar mitzvah is like during the transition between being a young child and being treated like an adult. From the perspective of the connections of that teenager with the people around him, how do you define the point of maturity? When do you look at a person and you say, look, he's developed and he's treating people maturely around him after his bar mitzvah? Yes. What's that same attitude? After his wedding? No, after his bar mitzvah. What point, when you look at a child who begins to develop these systems with his fellow man, at what point the bar mitzvah is some ceremony, you're not small, you're big. So from his attitude, what do you expect to see him do that you say he's no longer little, that he's responsible, that he also has to participate in the connection, the correction of the environment, that he has to be an active part of it? If not, it's not okay. A person can't be neutral. A person can't distance himself from the people. If he exists in Israel, he has to complete his place. What do you mean, complete his place? He has to always be overcoming his ego, to connect with everyone and influence everyone and benefit everyone as much as possible, to be as one man with one heart. Maybe he has a big special role in that. Maybe he's supposed to be the leader of the people in that. That's what's called a leader, a person that attracts everyone to connect. That's the example of Moses, of Abraham, of all our great ones. Our last leader was Rabbi Akiva. Love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what he taught all his students. Therefore, that's what we anticipate from each and every child after their bar mitzvah, that actually they'll actually participate with the environment, with his surroundings, with the big people, to complete himself with them. But when he's still growing, his desires aren't all activated yet. Gradually, throughout time, he reaches a state where he's prepared for the chuppah, for the wedding ceremony. Meaning in our desires, there's desires that are simpler and thicker. The fact that I overcame my simple desires and I can be, let's say, I can invite you to my house for some meal, I can lend you something, to participate with you with my entire heart, but until a certain point. And up to this point, I try to expand more and more and more until I'm prepared to truly be with the other in, how can we say, in one apartment, that everything will be common, even to such an extent that there's no mine and no yours. Yours is yours, yours is mine, and mine is yours. That's called being ready for the wedding ceremony. Then I'm worthy of getting married. To become a complete person. Yes, to become a complete person by being prepared to contribute everything to the other person. So where is a bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah means I'm just starting to connect like that to other people, actually. We're almost finished. Why does the Father say, I'm so happy I got rid of the punishment? Because until we educate the child up to the age of 13, the father has to maintain him, has to watch him so that he doesn't harm people, but he has to contribute to the people, but under his father's responsibility. So if something happens, if a child does something, the father has to pay. And afterwards, the child is in debt. What connection is there between the father and son? And up until now, he was responsible for him. Until the bar mitzvah, the son is under his father and has to do, his father has to educate him for emunah, for bestowal, for faith, to bestow to to teach him how to treat his fellow man in a good manner. That's the father's role. And after the bar mitzvah, he stops. Actually, he doesn't stop. And the society has to guard him also. But he has to already do these acts from himself, even without being taught. That child who's after his bar mitzvah, he has to learn himself and implement them himself and show everyone that he's ready to connect to everyone properly. The moment he connects to everyone properly, everyone says he's worthy of a chuppah, a wedding ceremony. We have half a minute. I want to conclude this. You're talking, actually, if I understand, you're saying that all the development of that same baby through the circumcision, through the education his parents have to give him, and then the bar mitzvah up to the end where he becomes a complete man and reaches the wedding ceremony, you're talking about this little person from zero up to being a complete man. He's learning how to treat others correctly, the society around him. So give me some law, some compass for directing that person or the parents or whoever that directs him properly. One thing, one compass that he knows that in this entire process he's going the right direction, only toward connection. That's the condition. What is connection? It means the condition to receiving the Torah. You get everything from the Torah as long as you make an act toward it. What act do you have to do? Only a connection to be as one man with one heart. In Arvud, mutual responsibility, all of Israel are friends. You're obligated only in that, that my whole life, all my acts will be to connect with others, to my fellow man. If I have this inclination, I will get from this inclination force that corrects me, that treats me, that sweetens my bad heart, transforms it to good. And then my inclination takes place. And in that, I become Jewish from the word connected with everyone. Thank you very, very much. Our time is up. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, only connection.